Morning, 9:10 is your time, and it's so appropriate this time.
Right?
We love it. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm the marketing director.
What's up, Jason?
I'm Matt. I'm the executive director.
Okay. And I'm Pete, the community outreach coordinator.
I love it. So we have Matt, Pete, Jason here, and then Corey is the Ernie Hudson. I guess that's what that is.
He'll be in later.
Corey's not here. He's out fighting... Slimer, who knows, whatever. So, no, but I'm kidding. I'm having a great time here. Love having you guys here. As always, we like to reintroduce you guys to the our listening audience, because when did you guys form, come together? How long have you guys been together? Who wants to take that one?
We started as a group in 2017. We became a 501c3 in 2018, so we've been doing this since then. Out busting ghosts for charity.
I love that. And what was the moment where, and then was it with these gentlemen here that are with us? Like, you guys sat around a table or something, said, "You know what? We have such a love for Ghostbusters." Ever since it's among the many great things the '80s gave us. Us Ghostbusters. Now it's going to live on forever. We've had sequels. Paul Rudd, who lives up in town here, has been part of the sequel, and the legend continues. What was the catalyst? What made you guys go, "We got to do this"? We just got to do it. So
these guys got lucky. They came in, we were already fully formed. It actually became, I just started putting the decals.
So really, it was your baby initially? Is that what it was? Which is fine. Someone's got to have the idea, right?
Started with my wife, some of our friends. It was just Halloween time. I was putting decals on my truck, ghostbustering it up. Started getting a lot of attention. I'm like, we could probably do something with this.
And I love the fact that you do stuff for charity. Sometimes it's a headline that doesn't get enough prominence. What are some of the things you guys have done to help organizations here in the Valley?
So some of the bigger charities we work with a lot is American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Okay.
We work with Fearless in Newburgh.
Yeah. Yep. We know. In fact, I think Fearless is scheduled to be here either tomorrow or soon. They're going to be here this week. Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to have them back here. That's an amazing organization. Sure.
We've raised money for Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital.
Another great organization down in Westchester. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've started a partnership with Make-A-Wish.
Very cool. I love that. So was that important at the onset, Matt, when you were putting this together? Like, was that a clear thing that you wanted to use this as an opportunity to help other organizations?
Absolutely. That was always like its main inception. We want to do this to help people.
All right. So I'll go to you, Jason, right? Real quick. When did you get involved and how did you get infected? Asked to do this?
No, it probably wasn't an infection. It was shortly thereafter. It was around 2018. I saw Matt. I was actually selling at a comic convention in town here.
Oh, okay.
And they had their booth right across the way. And I saw they had a sign up that said, "Hey, looking for
Ghostbusters,
looking for recruits and help." And I was actually the first one outside of their original group, to join on. Mm-hmm. And it's been an amazing adventure ever since.
I love it. I love it. All right. And then hold on. Don't tell Peter.
Yep.
Right. And of course, you have one of the original names, which is nice. Yeah.
Naturally. Yes. Yeah.
Peter, how did you get involved?
So, actually, it was shortly after Jason did. I just happened to find the team online. I was working from home. This was pre-COVID. It was 2018. And I was kind of losing my mind all alone. And I just happened to find the team.
Like all of us.
Exactly. Yeah. I just happened to find Matt on GB Fans, the old Joe Ghostbuster Fans forums.
That's awesome. If you're just tuning in, we have the Hudson Valley Ghostbusters here, the official Hudson Valley Ghostbusters, Inc. If you go to their website, which is easy, and they gives you indication that they are a charitable organization, HVGB, as in Hudson Valley Ghostbusters, HVGB. a lot of B's, G's, and D's in Asia. HV Hudson Valley GB Ghostbusters.org. And you can see everything about the organization if you want to follow them on Facebook, Hudson Valley GB. They're Hudson Valley _ Ghostbusters on Insta. They have everything here. And in case you don't know, I'm reading off their business card. Because that's what I am not reading from a script. No, yeah. And then again, we have our friends Matt, Peter, and Jason here. Matt, of course, so part of the genesis of this. And guys, it's amazing. Give us an idea. Like, do you go... Obviously, this time of year, you're super busy, Matt. But, do you do stuff all year round? Yeah, turn that around. Yeah, are you active all year with this?
October is like our Super Bowl season.
Sure, of course.
But, we work throughout the year. We have, like, a little bit of a slow season in the summer. Which is okay.
Naturally. Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
But, you know, these jumpsuits get hot.
But, oh, we're going to have pictures, folks. Don't you worry. Yes. Yeah.
But, yeah, we're continuously fundraising for charity throughout the year.
That's awesome. Speaking of which, can people, if they're interested, if they're fans, if they want to support what you guys do, is there a way to do that? Following, attending? Like, what are some of the things they could do as a fan?
Yeah, you can definitely follow us on all the social medias we have. Go to our website, check out our calendar, see where we're going to be, show up at events, come make some slime with us.
Yeah.
It's an indoor event, get your photo taken in our photo booth, and that money
bring the kids, the kids out, get them infected. I mean, get them as fans, too. And, especially this season, we're in this, we have a couple weeks left, as we roll through the rest of October, and you want to know where they're going to be, how you can take part, HVGB.org, as in Hudson Valley Ghostbusters, easy enough. Hudson Valley Ghostbusters, HVGB.org. Guys, so great to see you, man. I go again, don't wait a year. Well, I guess you have to wait a year, right? Because you'll come back.
No, we'll be more than happy to come back at any time.
Sometimes there's Easter ghosts. Santa has a creepy elf or two, so you may have to take them out, But wait till you see the photos. We'll definitely post it up on our social media. They, of course, bona fide have the gear on. And if I remember last year, you allowed me to shoot. What is that again? What's it called?
Proton pack.
The proton pack. I got to shoot the proton pack. I think I'm going to hold off on that, but I definitely want to take a look at the vehicles outside the Ecto. You have Ecto 6, right?
There's Ecto 1G.
1G.
And then there's Ecto 1HV.
Naturally. Naturally, the Ecto, and I said that on the air, I see a couple of Ecto vehicles. So, in all sincerity, guys, thanks for what you do. I mean, you're bringing smiles, you're making me smile, people listening. And I think you guys, if you're like me being a host and doing entertainment, you feed off of everyone's excitement. Kids and the big kids like me want to take pictures with you guys.
Oh, definitely.
We just had Lisa do it, our guest who's coming up.
Anywhere we go, we love seeing people's faces light up. Well, we get two reactions. We get the excitement, like, oh my God, I can't believe I see you guys. And then it's like, what are you guys?
Yeah, what are you guys?
Because
you are the legitimate real deal. You have all the real equipment and the real Ectos. It's amazing. So, again, HVGB.org. Matt and Jason and Peter, thank you so much, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. We love having you guys here.